Hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
The door is locked. There's no way out.
And now back with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Patriots Pro Bowl running back Tony Collins. Hey, Tony, we've missed you. How you been, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic, man. How you guys doing?
Doing good, Tony.
Fantastic as well. Thank you, Tony. So, Tony, I want to jump right in. And the last time that we spoke, we talked about how guys on the team view other players that, you know, get suspended for PEDs and the disappointment that that causes to the rest of the team and that sort of thing because it impacts the team's ability to be successful. Well, we certainly had a rash of suspensions that have gotten laid down over the last several days. You know, 49ers linebacker Reuben Foster has been suspended. Packers running back Aaron Jones has been suspended. Rams guard Jamon Brown has been suspended. It's becoming sort of a situation, you know, that feels like it's getting a little bit out of hand. And I don't know if it's because guys are looking at it and say, you know what, no big deal. It's a few games. I'll say my apologies and I'll get back in and away we'll go. I know if this was going on in baseball, everyone would be losing their minds. But your thoughts on what we're seeing, what's going on around the league, and maybe the attitude that is being pervasive with all these suspensions?
You know, Chris, one of the things that I'm seeing now because of all the suspensions is like, you know, I can see if maybe one or two players and the whole league is doing this, but now it's just getting to be a little bit too much. And that's something that everybody has to be. And, I think one of the things that the Patriots do, I think they do well, is everybody has to be accountable. And, of course you make mistakes, but you know, when you're at this level and you know what you have to do as far as rules, you know what you have to put in your body, you know what you can't put in your body. You know, you're hurting the team. You know, Edelman is hurting the team because he's going to be gone for four games. Now, it'd be a different story if Edelman didn't play at all, but he's one of the featured guys in it. But not just if it's a first string player or fourth string player. You know, everybody has to be accountable because you never know when we need you. And so, being suspended is something that, I mean, it's tough, man. You just, at this level right now, what I'm seeing is guys are making mistakes and you just can't make mistakes. They're just being sloppy with what they're doing as far as putting stuff in their bodies and they got to get better with that. They really do.
And then, you know, another suspension, and Bob and I were talking about this, Tony, at the top of the show, is the three games that Jameis Winston has been suspended. He's a guy who came into the league with red flags flying everywhere. And the Bucs took a big risk drafting him number one overall a couple of years ago. But he clearly has issues, particularly with respect to women and domestic violence. Is this a guy, Tony, that the Bucs can afford to keep around? I mean, theoretically, right, when you're drafting a quarterback in the first round, that guy is going to become the face of the organization. I'm not sure they want that face being the organization for much longer.
You know, Chris, it's like there's some guys that can be in an area and never make mistakes, and there's some guys that can be in a certain area that they can make mistakes. Now, Jameis Winston is, I'm not mistaken, he's from Florida, so Tampa's not too far from where he lives at. And I'm not saying that that's the problem, but the problem is that he has to be accountable. It just comes down to being accountable. How do you do something like this, you know, with an Uber driver? I mean, that's just don't do that. You know, especially you being a quarterback, man. You know, just think about it. And one of the things that, you know, I look at Tom Brady, I look at Aaron Rodgers, I look at, you know, all the different quarterbacks that never get in trouble. You know, it's why are you at that level? Because you are actually a franchise player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're drafted number one. So, you know, he's a great player. He's a fantastic quarterback, but he just has to make better decisions, man. And I tell you what, I would love for Tampa Bay to cut him and New England Patriots pick him up. And he comes up to New England and he backs up Tom Brady and he looked at Tom Brady and he mirrors Tom Brady. And when Tom Brady retires, now we got Jameis Winston, an all-star quarterback, and I believe that if Jameis Winston would come to to New England. Belichick will coach for another 10 more years.
Interesting take. Bob, questions for Tony?
Tony, I think I saw a picture of a new grandchild this week. Did another one come through the pike?
Yeah, man. We got another one. Camille. We call her Cammy, man. My third oldest daughter just had her baby, her first child, and we were down there in Charlotte, and it's about a 3-hour drive from us. We she called us when she was going to labor, and so we took off on the road to get down there, but it just came so quick. Most times, you know, it was like 2:00 in the morning, so you know we were thinking it'll probably last till like 7:00. You know, we get there at 5:00, we'd be fine. We get there at 5:00, she's already had the baby. And yeah, man, it's just a fantastic. She's a beautiful, healthy little baby girl, and just a proud grandpa.
That's awesome.
How many is that now, Tony?
It's 10, and I got another one coming on the way in August.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
And every one, Tony, is better looking than the one before. I mean, the genetics in that family, it's just, I don't know, man.
Yeah, man.
It seems like we're getting another Tony Collins grandchild once a month. You're like on the once a month plan. They're coming.
No, God bless you. I promise you that. After this one, it's gonna take probably another year or maybe 2 years for another one to come.
Wow. You know,
fantastic.
Tony, I wanted to.
I'm living the best life ever, man.
That's for sure. And you know, on that same, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Jameis Winston too. But it came down this week that he also became a father, and you wonder this week he became a father himself, and maybe that could be the start of him getting a little more responsible, Tony. I don't know, but I was going to ask you if you had the guy in a room and were to counsel him and not tell him to come to New England, if he's going to stay down in Tampa Bay, you know, what would you actually really want to tell this guy? Because I think he's at the point where he's got about one more chance. That's about it, Tony.
Well, I think he doesn't have another chance. After this right here, he cannot make another mistake the rest of his career. He cannot. He can't afford it. I mean, anything. He can't even get a parking ticket. Okay.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that, you know, I wish I could just sit down with him for about 30 minutes and just tell him how important he is, not just to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but to all the young black kids that are trying to be a quarterback, that want to be a quarterback, that all the black kids that are trying to get to college, that are trying to get an education, and not just the black kids, all the kids. But really, the way he grew up, he grew up in a rough neighborhood. I forget the area where he grew up, the town that he grew up, but he wasn't a rich kid. And so you got to understand where he came out of. But he has to see where he is right now and all the important things that he can do. It's not about Jameis Winston anymore. It's about who he can help now, because he's at a position at an NFL quarterback, and I believe. When I watched Jameis Winston, he was at Florida State. I said, this kid is good, man. I mean, I can't wait till he gets to the league. He's going to do some things. And then he started making mistakes, you know, stealing stuff from a grocery store and all different things he did in college. And so, you know, it's just, he has to see where he is, and he has to see how important he is, not just to him or his family, but to all the other people, all the young kids around the country.
And Tony, back onto the field. This week I'm reading a lot about Gronkowski. After all that we heard in the off season, whether or not he was happy, whether he was going to retire, and all that was put to bed, he seems very excited. He can't wait for training camp. He's looking forward to a great season. The first thing I thought of, I don't know how this guy is going to stay healthy, because we know how he plays the game. What are your thoughts, Tony, about his health going into this coming year?
You know, he's the type of player. He reminds me of Earl Campbell. How Earl Campbell used to run. He was just a player that he ran the way he ran. That's what he knew. And Gronk only knows one speed, and it's all out for him. And it's just, I just hope he can get through the season with no injuries and play all pro potential. And if he does that, then that's going to give him more confidence. But you know, it's just tough. I mean, he's going to be a guy if he plays 3 or 4 more years, you know, that's what I see him playing. And he's going to be banged up once he gets out of the league. So, you know, there's no ifs, ands, buts about it. It's just the way he is. It's the way he plays. And he's a great player. So you don't want to tell him, you know, you got to stop being so physical. You can't do that. You know, he has to play his game. And you know, when I watch Gronk, he loves playing, man. And that's the great thing about it. I see him. He loves the game. He loves what he does. And he shows that on the field. And so that's going to take him a long way as well. So, I just wish him the best and, you know, 3 or 4 more years, man. You know, after Brady retires and we get Jameis Winston, you can catch some passes.
Tony's recruiting.
Yeah, clearly. Tony, I want to get your thoughts. You know, we heard this week that Terrell Owens is going to give his Hall of Fame induction speech from his alma mater, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Your thoughts on T.O. not being in Canton and giving his speech from UT Chattanooga?
I don't know T.O. I've never met him before. You know, I watched him play. I think he's a great football player. And, you know, you can't deny that he, with all the numbers that he has. But an honor like that to be inducted to the Hall of Fame, you know, I don't know too much about it. I've never gone there at all, but I know Andre Tippett, I know John Hanna, I talked to those guys, and you know, it's one of the honors that it's that honor that you played in the league and you were the best at what you did. And so for him not to go, man, I think it's a mistake. But you know, I don't know T.O., so I don't know what he's trying to prove. You know, he moaned and he griped about not being, you know, looked over, and then he once he gets the call, you know, there's a lot of guys that should have been first timers that weren't, and so, you know, I just think it's a mistake. But again, you know, I don't know T.O. There's something that, you know, I don't think he's doing it the right way, but you know, he may have something that he's trying to prove. But what is he trying to prove? I don't know. So I just think he should have done it like everybody else done.
Tony, before we let you go, let our listeners know again about the great things that you do try to help kids get to college.
TonyCollinsFoundation.org. Go to the website. Call us and give us a call, and if you want me to come out and speak, we'll do that as well. We're on our 10th anniversary this year. We're really excited about that, and we're going to keep this going for another 10 years at least.
Tony, congratulations again on number 10. Good luck with all of that.
Thank you.
Best to you and your family. We'll catch up again next week. We'll see about number 11 next week.
Yeah, good luck, Tony.
You guys have a great one.
Take care.
This former Patriots Pro Bowl running back, Tony Collins. We've got our next guest, Chad Brown, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Chad on the other side of this quick station break.